Okay, welcome back. I just hope you all listened to last hour. Lots to think about, and watching the actual disintegration of a culture and a society is quite something in terms of anthropology, of nothing else, and we are being taken down. And we track it here. You hear some of the stories we report on from people who are obviously clueless, and yet they think they have the truth. It's a trick. Everything's a trick now. Trickery. Are you there?
I am here, Jeff.
What have you been doing?
Oh, I don't know. Just trying to stay ahead of the game.
Oh, you're way ahead of the game. Don't worry about that.
Which one?
I don't know. Yeah, well, it's a very busy menu of games. That's for damn sure. It is not slowing down, and the amount of I think it's worth mentioning. The amount of control through many different channels and vectors is enormous over the common man and woman. And how women have been turned into alpha males in many ways, and men have been turned into passive females in other ways. You're seeing the destruction of hundreds of years of growth and potential in this country that we had. And as I mentioned earlier to Erica, that if you want to really see how far we've fallen, just go back 1950. I think it's 50. Maybe it's 49. The high school graduation exam, what you had to be proficient in to graduate. And 73 years later, we are now seeing entire states of these formerly United States, like Oregon, dropping all reason or requirement to be proficient in math, writing, English, right? Or arithmetic. You don't have to know any of it, and they'll give you a diploma. The diploma means nothing now, zero. So this is all over the last 75 years or less. And I would suggest less, probably 60s. In the 60s and 70s, you still had to be proficient, and you had to pass your high school requirement, whatever it was. They all had different ways of doing it. But to get your diploma, now the diploma has been completely decertified as being worth anything. Nothing. No reading, writing, or arithmetic. So,
well, and it's going to carry over into the medical profession because...
Exactly. I was going there. Exactly
okay.
Where I was going. Sciences and medicine, it doesn't matter. The things that we really pulled ourselves up with by our bootstraps to make a better world, a better society, a better quality of life, a better culture. It's all being taken down. When they decertify a need to be proficient in reading English, writing English, or arithmetic, what's left? You're an idiot. You're a moron. And that's what they want, and that's what they're busy working on, and they're going to get it to a large degree. But you're right. Medicine,
well,
where will
what
that
do they
go?
Call that? The Dunning-Kruger effect?
I forget.
Where?
Sounds right.
Yeah, well, you... People think they know a whole lot more than they do, but they don't know what they don't know, and they don't know that they don't know it. And it's really, there's a lot of that going around nowadays.
And what's even worse is they've never experienced or been exposed to it, so even more, how could they don't know they don't know anything? It's crazy. And that would breed arrogance, condescension, confidence. But what are they confident in or about? About how quickly they can thumb correspondence on their cell phones? This is not going to have a happy ending at all, as you know. And if you tell parents, if they say, well, what can I do? I take the phone away. That's the first thing you say to them. Oh, no, I couldn't do that. I don't want to lose my daughter or my son. And they'd walk out, whatever. It was your fault for letting them have it in the first place.
Yeah. They're not developing normal social skills, you know, if they're not interacting with people in any meaningful way.
In fact, they're going the opposite direction. They are disinclined to learn any social skills, and they're pulling back into these morbid little worlds of make-believe. They don't know how to sit down and have an intelligent conversation, even with their peers. They don't need to. I think the average vocabulary might total 300-400 words that's spoken by many of these people during an entire day, if they speak much at all. There's nothing there.
Quite often, yeah, that's the case.
So, I mean, I don't know. It's
certainly
crazy.
If they're a product of public school, they're at a huge, huge disadvantage.
You know what they're a product of now? Pop culture. Forget schools. They're a product of pop culture, of video games, of cell phone and tablet antics. No, they're not learning anything about life. This is the most disabled up-and-coming group. Up-and-coming, hell, they're 35 to 40 now. So I just don't see it. And
well,
it's
they're
getting
very,
worse
very impressionable and easy to program when they're addicted to these
piece
devices.
Of cake. Absolutely. A piece of cake. No problem. Oh, my. Okay, well, we have been watching this and following it now, and all of you listening, wherever you are on this godforsaken, more and more godforsaken planet, you care and you want to know, and that's what we're here to try to help you do. Keep you up to date as much as possible with the reality of what's happening. And not a day goes by when we don't seem to stumble on some other idiot out there promulgating some huge ration of crap that means nothing, and these people are being literally driven into oblivion by idiocy and make-believe reality. And the only reality that most people know anyway is generated from the flat screen. It just is. That's just the way it is. They mimic. Monkey see, monkey do has never been more appropriate than it is now. There's nothing unique or individual about many, if not most, younger people. They see, they want, they act. They imitate it. I've seen more white people accidentally on live streams talking like the most unfortunate, I'll be polite, inner city black that you could imagine. And these white people are emulating that. What is this about adopting a role model that can pull you up in life?
Well, there's no standards anymore. It's anything goes.
No, I know.
Right?
Yeah.
If you can get away with it.
This may be the last Christmas. I wonder how many cell phones are going to be wrapped and waiting under the Christmas tree. God. All right. Biomedically speaking, we have lots and lots of problems out there. What's happening apparently is that the injections that people have gotten 2-3 years ago are now beginning to manifest more vividly, more blatantly, and more deadly all the time. It's catching up with people. They don't have to take 5 or 6 shots. 2 or 3, plenty. 1 is plenty. We've seen that. All right, we got a new report. Young people, 15 to 44, if you're 44, you're considered in that group, younger people. Okay. Young people are dying of turbo cancer at explosive rates, UK government data show. An analysis of UK government data shows an unprecedented increase in cancer deaths among 15 to 44-year-olds. Unprecedented. Following the rollout of COVID-19 vaccines. Well, we knew that part of it. Tell us a little bit more about this. I haven't been able to digest the story yet. Maybe you're
ready. this is another report compiled by Edward Dowd, and he gathered this data from the UK. I don't know if we have access to this type of data here. They're not very forthcoming with it. And it's, he's got a graph, charts showing this. It is explosive. He's got figures from 2020, which the cancer trends for the ones that he tracked, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, were actually in the negative, with the exception of, I think there was just a general malignant neoplasm without a definition. They were all, you know, on a downward trend. And then 2021, they started to go up. And in 2022, they just exploded. And the worst one is malignant melanoma of the skin is a 74% increase. And then
really?
Followed by...
74%, that's a lot. That's a big jump.
Behind that is just a general, no specific site malignancy. And then the third one is colon cancer. That's up by almost 50%. And then brain cancer. And then, breast cancer. You know, these are not typically cancers you would see in younger people.
No. 44 to 15. That's the spread. Younger people.
Or 15. 15 years old.
15 years old. 15-year-old. Colorectal cancer in 15-year-olds. Okay? Breast cancer in 16, 17-year-old girls. Come on. You know damn well this is not normal. No one out there listening to this program can say that's in any way, shape, or form attributable to anything but what is new. And what is new is the death shots. There's no games here.
Well, So that was through 2022. I suspect that the trend upward is continuing through 2023. When we'll have that data, who knows? But it's all over, social media, wherever these people are able to be heard, you can find these stories. Of course, it will never be on mainstream media.
Well, Dowd is pretty sharp in statistics, I think, and trends. That's one of his strengths. Mm-hmm. And he's doing a very, very good job with this. He's stepped out of his traditional bailiwick of hanging around with the super rich, I guess, and he's doing good work now.
I think he was tracking all this for insurance companies.
But he stepped away. He's gone independent, as far as I know. This is crazy. Dowd said in his research that the whole team noticed a striking pattern. While almost all deaths among older people in 2021 and 2022 in Wales and England have been coded, 8% of the deaths among 15 to 44-year-olds in 2021 and 30% of the deaths in that age group in 22 hadn't yet been coded. I don't know what that exactly means. Let's see if we can find out. When you die in a hospital, you leave a trail of life and death with indications of what led to the death. When a young person dies at the wheel of a car, walking down the street or in their sleep, there's an investigation that consumes time to assign the cause of death. So that's the coding is the mechanism of the death, I guess is what he's talking about. But even with the caveat of missing codes, he said, the remaining 92% of coded deaths in 2021 and 70% of the coded deaths in 22 revealed a strong signal of cancer deaths in the young. We show a large increase in mortality due to malignant neoplasms that began in 2021 and accelerated substantially the following year. So we don't even know where this is going in 23 yet, but judging by what we've come up with in terms of turbo cancer trends, it's turning into a tsunami.
And these are not just cases of cancer. These are people that are dying of cancer. These are cancer deaths.
No treatment protocols, no time for many of them to even get one set up, and they're dead. Yeah. Breast, brain, colon, skin, malignant neoplasm without specification of site. These are all trending, as they say. Trending big. And I'm sure the same thing's going on here.
Nothing yeah. New. Oh, yeah. Why wouldn't it be?
No, it's awful. Pfizer, Moderna, Johnson & Johnson, and AstraZeneca were the big four killers in the Western world. And they didn't confine their dirty work to the Western world. They took it worldwide. So
yeah,
it's,
they did.
It's pretty crazy.
You know, the virus itself induces a susceptibility to cancer because of what it does to the T cells and the P53. So I suspect that, you know, if you had the virus and a vaccine, you've just dramatically increased your risk of cancer.
Dramatically, to the extent that if you're 15 or 16, you could be dead in 6 months. That's how dramatic we're talking here.
Yeah, I mean, young people shouldn't be dying of cancer.
It is truly just appalling. But there's more going on here. The FDA is now trying to remove your right to buying supplements. This is a big story. This is big. It's not getting the coverage it should, but it's huge. Tell us more about that, then we'll read some of the examples.
Well, I think this list came up before, maybe in 2020. It looks familiar. And they try to do this periodically, whenever they can. They don't want people to have things that might improve their health.
Right, that's right. Remember Codex Alimentarius?
Yeah, Codex.
Well, that was the first big move on a global scale, a Western world.
Oh, the U.S. didn't sign on to that, though.
No, I know, but they tried to push that through, and it was fought and objected to.
Well, and they're doing a workaround.
Exactly.
Or
right.
Attempting to.
Yep.
But if they have their way, you know, there's a long list of supplements here. What would you say? There's 50 that could be out of reach to the consumer.
Here are some key supplements that the FDA does not want you to be able to buy, apparently without a doctor's prescription, right? That's probably
something like that, and you know they'll meet it out sparingly, and.
All right, I'm going to read a couple of these, and maybe you can tell our friends what they're good for and why they're important. First one is an old one, and it's been a kind of a go-to thing for a long time. Alpha lipoic acid. They're trying to take that away. In other words, what we're going to tell you, you will not be able to get anymore, legally.
Well, if they have to, I don't know if this has gone through, but this is what they want to do.
That's right.
The way things are going, maybe they will.
Alpha lipoic acid.
Okay, alpha lipoic acid is good for blood sugar regulation and also maintaining the balance between NAD and NADH in the cell. That's very important. You always want to have more of the NAD plus versus the NADH, and alpha lipoic acid helps to maintain a favorable balance. It also is a natural chelator of excess copper.
Perfect. All right, very important. Aloe vera. They want to take aloe vera away. Prescription only. Freeze-dried aloe vera, whatever. They don't want you to be able to buy aloe vera from the aloe vera plant.
Well, right? Aloe vera is a natural source of polysaccharides, so it helps the immune system. It's anti-inflammatory.
Here's another one I don't know. Artemisia.
Oh, that's wormwood.
A-R-T-E-M-I-S-I-A. Wormwood is crucially important in terms of trying to depopulate your body of parasites, among other things. Okay. Astragalus, that's another one.
Astragalus, that's an immune system booster. Yep. Telomere protector.
Chondroitin sulfate.
That's for joints?
Yes.
Like glucosamine and chondroitin?
Mm-hmm. All right, here's a big one for all of you out there who understand that you can take supplements that will make your heart stronger. And we hope to have more about this in the next week. There are things you can do that can build heart muscle and strengthen hearts that have been damaged through myopericarditis and other issues, endocarditis. You can do things to help your heart recover. And one of the big things is CoQ10. All right? Coenzyme Q10. CoQ10, I'll bet a large percentage of you are taking CoQ10 right now, or should be. They want to take that away, so you can't get that without a doctor's prescription. I'm not sure doctors will even be very amenable to prescribing these things. They may be afraid, and maybe they've been told not to do it. We don't know. So they want you.
Well, we're
sick.
Not going to really have doctors. We're going to have, you know, virtual human doctors that will spit out prescriptions.
Did you see the big thing they're going to put in shopping malls and things? I forgot the name of it. I sent it to you, I think. It's like walking in a small room. It's a module, a pod, and you go in and you sit down, and it's thorough AI medicine.
Well, I hadn't seen
I guess
that.
I didn't send it. No. Somebody's making them already. It's like a pod with a door, and you go in and you, God only knows what happens in there. All right. CoQ10. Here's another one. You better sit down for this one. They want to take away your right to go to your favorite store in the vitamin and health section and buy curcumin.
How about that?
No more curcumin. Crazy.
Yeah.
All right, EKG or EGCG.
EGCG.
That's it. EGCG.
That's the polyphenol in green tea.
Okay. I'm looking at some other things here. Here's one from the iron family, apparently. Ferric subsulfate.
Mm.
Is that important?
Probably for some people.
I don't know.
Yeah, it's a form of iron.
All right, here's another one. Oh, now that you've opened the iron door, look on your labels of the food you buy, the packaged foods, and if you see reduced iron, which you will very often, please tell our family out there what reduced iron is used for and why it's not a good idea.
Well, they're using it as a preservative to suck the oxygen out of whatever it is. But it's akin to iron filings.
Filings that you can play with a magnet.
Yeah, I saw a video recently. Anybody could do this. You know, when they add iron to processed foods, it's akin to iron filings. It's inorganic. It's reactive. But it's typically added to breads and cereals and processed foods. Well, somebody took some dried cereal, dumped it out, and then grabbed a magnet and, you know, moved the magnet around the cereal and attracted the iron that they had put in it.
The cornflakes are alive.
Yeah.
Yes.
This is not the form of iron you want if you're going to take iron.
All right. Here's another blockbuster. Glutathione. They want to take away your right to buy glutathione.
Yep.
What does glutathione do?
Well, that's the body's master antioxidant, and when you're under a lot of stress, sometimes you don't make enough. Sometimes
there's stress now. Come on.
Right. But it can be very useful in curtailing inflammation and toxicity.
Right. All right, here's another one. L-theanine.
That is it's a calming supplement. It's an amino acid, but it's people take it to induce relaxation.
Right.
but it's non-habituating. Right. It's there's actually quite a bit of it in green tea, and it kind of offsets the caffeine that's naturally in green tea, so it has a calming effect.
Here's one that many of you are taking right now. Not at this moment, but you've probably got it in the kitchen where all your supplements are. They want to take away your right to buy melatonin.
Mm. And that's an incredible antioxidant.
Yes.
That's the sleep hormone. When you go to sleep at night, your body should be flooded with melatonin, so that it helps you stay asleep, have a restful sleep.
Right.
And it's very protective against electromagnetic frequencies in the brain, the oxidative stress that comes from EMFs that can really do a number on the brain. The melatonin is probably the best antioxidant you could take for protection against EMFs in the brain.
Methylcobalamin.
That's a form of B12.
Well, we're just jumping through this list here and there. There are many more. We're just hitting some of the highlights.
Yeah, so a lot of people are deficient in B12, and that's something that you can buy. It's readily available as a supplement. But if you don't have enough B12, you're going to have neurological issues. If you could... You could really do a number on your nerves if you don't have enough B12.
Got it. All right. Are you ready for this one? Quercetin. They want to take your right to buy quercetin away from you. So just...
Of course.
Looking back, CoQ10, curcumin, glutathione, melatonin, quercetin. It's just incredible. And there's one more we should get to, and then just kind of remind all of you, we'll have this, it's up in, it will be up in headlines shortly. Resveratrol. Resveratrol is a very big one. And people are beginning to use it more and more all the time. It's supposedly anti-aging, but go ahead.
The quercetin is another plant polyphenol. It's generally quite present in onions, for one. But that's what everybody's been using as a zinc ionophore. But it has other very beneficial properties as well, and one of which it helps to get rid of senescent cells. Cells that
that's
are
crucial.
Hanging around,
crucial.
But they haven't died, but they're pumping out inflammatory cytokines and just wreaking havoc, making you age.
And then resveratrol. Tell us about
it. Again,
that.
It's another antioxidant. It will upregulate your body or your cells' abilities or potential to produce natural antioxidants.
Very good. Here's one that's not on our list, but I'll mention it anyway. It's on their list. Melaleuca tea tree oil. Tea tree oil. They want to make that illegal to buy. This is insane.
Yeah, it's anything that you could possibly derive
good.
Any benefit from.
Right. So this is the master list, again, of chopping another leg out from under your overall health and your God-given right to decide what you want to do to make your health better, to improve it, to strengthen it, whatever. These things all play a role. They're very important, to say the least.
Now, did I hear somebody said in Canada soon that they're going to be just restricting people entirely from buying dietary supplements, because they don't call them dietary supplements. They call them natural health products. And did I hear that? Did you hear that?
No.
I mean, it's just going to be off limits. I guess, what, you're going to need a prescription?
I wouldn't be surprised. I wouldn't be surprised. It's a big business. I mean, health freedom is in many cases predicated on your ability to buy supplements that you are not getting in the crap food you eat. If you're eating most normal food, it's empty. So you've got to supplement.
Well, something else to be aware of, too, when it comes to dietary supplements is many of the big names that you recognize have been bought out by big agra or big pharma.
Right.
I had a list. I probably still do. I don't know where it is right now. But it's they are going after. I mean, they're big pharma wants to own dietary supplement market. And
well,
what that means for quality?
Yes.
I don't know.
Oh, what does it mean for quality? How will we? I would much rather trust the supplement companies that are out there now than Pfizer or Moderna or any of the others. GlaxoSmithKline, forget it. I don't want them giving me my supplements. This is
well,
crazy.
They may be already.
It's
you know,
possible.
You have to do a little detective work to find out who owns, let's say, now, yeah. NOW or Garden of Life.
NOW is a big one. I use NOW products now, and I'm understanding that, unfortunately, a number of their products for reselling here come from China, which is a concern.
Well, that's you know, the cheap way of sourcing things, right?
Yeah. What are you getting?
Well, that's a really good question.
Yeah, we don't know. Here's another story that's important. Now, all of you, I think, who are regulars understand that some months ago, it was, I don't want to give credit to the wrong person. Who was it that broke the story about the plasmids?
Kevin McKernan?
It had to be McKernan. I thought there was somebody before him, but no. Kevin McKernan said, well, gee, I've had these vials of Pfizer and or Moderna in my laboratory fridge for a couple of years and thought it might be interesting to take a look at them under my protocols of research. And he found in the vials, in every injection, that amount of the liquid that's in the vials between, what was it, 200 and 400 billion pieces, fragments, or whole DNA in that shot. Every shot that was given had 200 to 400 billion pieces of DNA, unidentified on the label in any way, and it was called a contaminant. No, it's not a contaminant. It's part of the protocol of the bioweapon. 200 to 400 billion pieces of DNA are injected into the arms and bloodstreams and entire physiology by virtue of blood circulation of everyone who's taken these shots. And we don't know what the hell they do. Now, here's the kicker. The FDA has shut down all inquiries about DNA contamination in any COVID vaccine. Shut down any inquiries about the DNA contamination, which it isn't, in any COVID vaccine. It's not a contamination. They're not even going to talk about it anymore. They've made it off limits. Why would they do that, ladies and gentlemen? Connect the dots. This is really crazy. It's right in your face, in our face. They're not playing games. They could care less. So you're no longer allowed to inquire of the FDA about DNA contamination in the COVID vaccines.
We don't have any regulatory oversight that's operating on behalf of the public anymore.
Oh, no. No, none. You're right. Thanks for mentioning that. There is none. This government has walked away from, shirked, betrayed all trust in terms of regulating and you know, exhibiting oversight over any of these problems and health protocols. They're just letting Big Pharma run the show. They don't even have to run trials anymore if they don't want to. They can just ascertain that something, of course not. They can ascertain something is safe and effective and take it to market. And this alleged government we used to have couldn't care less. We don't have a government anymore. This is not a government of, by, and for anybody. except the rich and those behind the genocidal agenda. It's awful. Absolutely staggering what's going on out there.
And here's another. If you read this article, this is from Substack, Marianne DeMasi. She included a rundown of all the cancers that are being reported.
What'd she say?
Colon cancer, breast cancer, metastases, thyroid cancer, metastases to the liver, breast mass, metastases to the bone, metastases to the central nervous system, metastases to lymph nodes, chronic lymphocytic leukemia, B-cell lymphoma, follicular lymphoma.
What they're doing is literally blasting people with a shotgun, 12-gauge shotgun blast of malignancy. That's what's happening.
You know, even without these pieces of DNA, the danger with these pieces of DNA is that they can be integrated into the nucleus, into your genome, mm-hmm. and disrupt
forever.
The expression of your genes. And depending on where they insert themselves, it's just random. If it's in the area of an oncogene, either suppressor or promoter, that's going to have some impact on whether or not you develop cancer. But even without that, this messenger RNA, the fact that it persists now indefinitely, is also a problem. When you have uridine, high levels of uridine that the body is unable to break down, that's a risk factor for cancer.
Pseudo or real?
Well, even just regular, standard run-of-the-mill, the type that your body would normally produce. But now we have something called pseudouridine, and it's made even worse because they've attached a methyl group to it. It's virtually indestructible.
Okay, I think we've painted the picture fairly clearly for most everyone. This alleged government is out to deprive us of our God-given rights to put whatever kinds of foods and supplements we want in our bodies. They're going to simply remove them if they get their way. And they seem to have gotten their way on a hell of a lot of things lately that are not good for life at all.
Yeah, so if you can, stock up.
That's no joke. So that I'd like to know more about this list, who's behind it, who formulated the list of supplements to be removed. That would be interesting. Maybe we can find that out in time. It's crazy. But so the FDA has shut down any inquiries about DNA in the COVID death shots. You're not allowed to ask.
I still can't get over the New Mexico plan to have hairdressers counsel people on having a flu shot and a COVID shot.
If you missed it, hairdressers now are being trained, I don't know which states, to while you're in there getting your hair done, to shorten your life at the same time by giving you an injection. They're going to give you a Pfizer or Moderna, maybe just a flu shot, whatever. This is crazy. It's crazy. But they're smart, like a fox. They know what they're doing. They're going to take us out. And they are doing
you know,
it.
When you're sitting in the barber chair, the hairstylist chair, you know, you're a captive audience for a period of time. And
you get, don't forget, if that particular artist, technician, hairstylist, if that person is injected, you're going to be allowed to breathe, spike, mRNA, perhaps the DNA plasmids as well, and the liquid nanoparticles from their exhalations right into your face while they're working on your hair.
You know, as if these hair salons aren't toxic already. You know, some of the chemicals they use for these processes, coloring
or dyes, yeah, they're bad.
Dyes,
they go,
yeah.
They go right through the skin.
They do. And the, you know, the vapors are pretty toxic. And they'll finish you off with a toxic injection.
if someone had, honest to God, if someone had written all this up, that that we cover and other people cover, say 20 years ago and put in a science fiction novel, people would have laughed. They wouldn't have bought it. They would have said, this is insane. This isn't good science fiction. And here it is, as real as it could possibly be. Truly incredible. All right, let's go over to our human suffering and agony portfolio. Sorry to do it, but we're going to help these people at least get some recognition before they're gone. They're suffering, and many are suffering in silence. You still see them out and about, but they are ailing. They have been vax-injured. They have been bioweapon-injured. They don't feel well. They don't have much energy anymore. There are so many baseline symptoms now, it's not funny. So we try to help those people by giving them a voice on this program. We get to very few of them overall, but they deserve to be heard because they are, in a way, like Paul Revere. They're trying to tell us what's happened to them. Many of them have been unvaxxed, unjabbed, as it were, and they are suffering mightily. So, All right, where do you want to go? Now watch, it's going to turn it around on me again. Watch.
Well, no, you pick.
I see. I told you. I got your number, kid. I got your number. All right, let's see. Bleeding issues from shedding. That's November 10th.
Okay.
Top of the list. And I think we've done the first two. Have we?
Okay.
Don't say okay. Just
no, right. I don't think we have done those.
All right. Okay, Smarty. Go ahead.
Hello, everybody. A question from the Netherlands. My daughter is unvaxxed. She is experiencing blood clots during menstrual bleeding when she has vaxxed people close by. Let's say in her house for a stay. When they leave, the blood clotting disappears. Is it possible that you experience temporary effects from shedding?
I want to mention also we read these, many of them, without having seen them before. And this very nice person in the Netherlands describes blood clots as being blood clothing. And Erica just walked right through that. Didn't even bat an eye. Blood cloths. Okay.
Well, so yes, that is a symptom of shedding for women.
All right. Number two. I think I have number two here. Let's see. That would actually be number one, wouldn't it? Yes.
Yeah, yep.
All right. Are there women in here still bleeding and having issues and or having miscarriages, stillbirths, after being around the vaxxed? If so, what blood type are you? And a response, I've had severe headaches and spotting and bleeding after the three large social gatherings I've attended since the beginning of the pandemic. And I went through menopause almost 7 years ago. I didn't have shedding symptoms before because I live alone and rarely go out. Well, she found out, didn't she? These people, remember, they're unvaxxed. Sounds like my situation, says another, except I didn't go to any events. First time was my son hugging me. Don't laugh, dear friends. This is not a joke. A hug is enough to cause physical grief for the recipient. It happens. First time was my son hugging me. My three vaxxed grandsons caused the same thing. I went to a gynecologist. All the tests were normal, of course. I can't even sit next to a vaxxed person. And then I get postmenopausal periods. Cilicia has really helped me.
Cilicia. That's a homeopathic.
Ah, it's like Cilicia, but it's a homeo version. Yes? Or is it something entirely different?
Something like that. Yes, it helps just, you know, recalibrate
Cilicia.
Your body.
Cilicia has really helped me. I see you are on WellBee, WellBee, WellBee. I am the only Beth on here. All right, so her name is Beth. Okay. Next, you're up.
I'm sure I'm not alone, but from being around family members, I started my period after not having one for several years. This has happened twice, so very strange.
Go ahead.
And someone else says, this happened to me in a crowded cafe. First period in 20 years. It stopped within an hour of leaving. So these effects are...
Right.
Almost instantaneous in some cases. You know, minutes.
All right, here's,
within half an hour sometimes.
Right. Here's another group. Blood clots from shedding. Please keep Sarah, a member of our group, in your thoughts and prayers. Some of you may remember she had neurological problems and lost her sight due to shedding. Lost her sight due to shedding. She got out of the hospital, has lost a lot of weight without trying, and now has to go back in the hospital. They will be doing a bunch of tests. This shedding is very serious. Next.
Okay, update on Sarah. The doctors have found a large clot in her intestinal area. She knows it is from shedding, working with the vaxxed, as she has always been healthy. Surgery is tomorrow in the Netherlands, actually overnight U.S. time. Keep Sarah in your prayers, thoughts and prayers.
Someone adds another one. Sarah's mother contacted me. She has had the surgery now, and the clot was long. She wants it tested. They are going to put her on a blood thinner for 6 months because she gives up clots with her periods as well. Everything was checked, and she was fine. She has lost a lot of weight and is very fatigued. She is in the recovery room now and sleeping. It took about an hour. Please keep Sarah in your thoughts and prayers. And there's one more. Go ahead.
And here's from Sarah herself. For anyone here who is affected by shedding, like me, check your blood pressure regularly. It is a silent killer. I had it, and I didn't know, and for how long I have been walking around with it. Check yourselves once a month. Have a good day, everyone, and thank you for your prayers. I am home now.
When they constructed this biological weapon, this weapon of death, they were confronted with an issue. How are we going to catch the vax refusers? Not everyone's going to want to take these. They're going to see through the simple-minded fear tactics and they'll refuse. Well, they knew that shedding was the key, and they have fully utilized it. These things are dumping off death all the time on the unvaxxed. And if you're vaxxed, you don't want to be shed upon either. What do you want, more? No. Shedding's a problem for everyone.
Yeah, it is.
All right. Recovery from shedding, halfway down. You see that one?
Yep.
Go.
Correlation between histamine intolerance, shedding, stress, and oxalates. I have been living in semi-seclusion for 3 months now after living with a vaxxed individual and several unvaxxed narcissists for close to 2 years. My stress triggers were the highest ever. Imagine a healthy, bright, and athletic being turned into a person with over 15 cavities, night sweats, reduced energy levels, blocked sinuses, chronic joint pains, terrible rashes, disturbed sleep, greatly malnourished, and needing to pee in the middle of the night. I felt like death was knocking at my door. I'm finally reaching homeostasis and want to share with you what is working with me personally. I'm taking the natural route and against all antibiotics and doctor-prescribed medication.
All right, we don't
daily
have to
protocols.
Go through that long list. Yeah, we don't
okay.
have to do this long list.
Yeah, all right.
Remember.
It's, yeah.
Anyway, that's another example. All right, here's, let's see, Which one? Recovery from shedding? Is that what we're at? Where are we?
Yeah, there's a one and then there's a two.
Oh, there's
which
a
is,
whole bunch more. All right.
Yeah.
That's too many to go to right now. We have many more anecdotal stories from people who have been victimized by this horrible genocide of human beings, which it is. And if you want to know who's behind it, just look at the CEOs of the companies involved who manufacture this. Understand who owns the shots, who created them, who paid for them. Who paid for them was the American taxpayer, of course. But they're owned by the Department of Defense and the Pentagon. So keep that in mind. It's not a vaccine for health at all. If you're new to the program, welcome aboard.
No, it's poison. Injectable
okay.
poison.
Yeah, and I don't... some people might think, well, you're negative. No, we're not negative. In fact, we're positive because we're trying to bring the truth to everyone so they understand what the enemy is all about. Rule one is know thy enemy. And unless you know what you're up against, you don't have a chance in hell. So
yeah,
that's what we're trying to do.
To the best of your ability, understand the weapon that's being used against you. And this is one of many. It's not just this, but this is in play, and it's going to be in play for some time. As long as people are taking these shots, there's always going to be a risk. And you know, they're experimenting. You know, there's other trials going on with other quote-unquote vaccines where, you know, the one for HIV, they're injecting people with mRNA to make proteins that are unique to HIV, and those are for sure shedding. Where are those people? They're out and about just like everybody. They're not quarantining these people keeping them separate from the general public.
Not at all.
So we've entered a whole new era of gene transfection where you don't know what people are shedding.
No idea. And remember, every traditional vaccine that we've all been familiar with, MMR, you name it, they're all being reformatted to the mRNA LNP protocol.
Yep.
So they are ratcheting up their efforts to eradicate 90% of the populace. No question. None at all. A 15-month-old baby was taken into the pediatrician to get a well baby update for the parents. And the pediatrician said, well, the baby, he's new, but he's due for more shots. So they gave the baby a couple more vaccines, and the little baby was dead a couple of hours later, died suddenly. So the war on children is absolutely not only unmerciful, but it's merciless. Whoever's behind this does not like life.
Yeah.
It has no respect for it at all.
It's obvious.
Right. Yeah, it's more than obvious. Great job. Thank you, young lady.
Okay.
Talk soon.
All right. Thank you, Jeff. Have a good weekend, everyone.
And we will be right back with hour 3 in just a few minutes. So hang on.